The following is a production of Minor League Baseball, the Lynchburg Hillcats, and Virch. Welcome into another night of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. We're about 20 minutes from the start of tonight's game, and it's time for us to get you set for first pitch. Coming up over the next 20 minutes, we will preview the game with the pitching matchup and the starting lineups. We'll also sit down with tonight's pregame interview. And finally, we'll look around the Carolina League and update the standings. Hillcats Baseball is on deck, but first, to preview tonight's game, here's Connor Young.
Welcome inside the Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats host their Commonwealth rival in the Fredericksburg Nationals. This very well could be a preview of what our Carolina League North playoff picture will look like in just a few weeks' time. Right now, Carolina is at the top of the Carolina League North, just a half game ahead of the Mudcats. We'll take a look at the standings in just a bit. Lynchburg, obviously, winning the first half of the North, and they've already locked up a playoff spot. Connor Young with you here on the bank at the Bank of the James Stadium on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, brought to you by Homestead Creamery, as Lynchburg looks to right their ways after a tough series on the road against Hickory. They'll host the red-hot Frednats, who are coming off back-to-back series at home, where they came out on top and were able to take the win in both of those homestand series. As we take a look back at the previous six-game sets for both these teams, Fredericksburg, their offense slowed down a bit to start the series. They would drop the two weekend games to Fayetteville, but ended up with a 4-3 series victory in what would be a seven-game series. We will also be having a seven-game series here this week against Fredericksburg instead of the usual six-game set. Fredericksburg's offensive stats from the homestand against the Woodpeckers were fantastic, as they were able to drive in 80 runs and secure 111 hits since August 12th, dating back to their homestand, which was a two-week-long stretch. They also launched 10 home runs and ended up stealing 22 bases on 23 tries. Their offense has been clicking on all cylinders over the last 2 weeks. The pitching staff against the Woodpeckers was off and on overall. They ended up walking 45 hitters on the week, but pitched well enough to get that offense the edge they needed and take the series by one game in seven tries against the Woodpeckers. For Lynchburg, it was a different story. The pitching staff really let the Hillcats down by and large against Hickory on the road. The offense held up their part of the bargain in their last outing on Sunday. Lynchburg found themselves in a shootout against Hickory. Both teams put up 17 runs on 17 base hits combined. Lynchburg ended up using six different pitchers in that game, as the bullpen was taxed heavily on getaway day. Eventually, they would still fall by a final of 9-8, losing the series 4-2. In what was a high-scoring week, by and large, both teams piling on the runs, and really, it was a classic boat race between the Crawdads and the Hillcats all series long last week. The offense, since it's been bolstered by these new college bats, has been really as good as we've seen it all year for Lynchburg, and they're hoping to keep that trend moving as they head back home to start this six-game set, the last home series of 2025 against the Frednats. Our pitching matchup today, it'll be Jacob Zibben on the bump for Lynchburg. He works fastball, cutter, sweeper, changeup, comes in with an 0-5 record, a 3.50 ERA. This will be his 17th start of this season. He's pitched in 46 and a third innings so far this year, has 34 strikeouts to 25 walks. He was signed for $1.2 million to persuade him out of a commitment to South Carolina before being drafted by the Guardians. That was back in 2022. This year, he has, for whatever reason, really preferred to pitch on the road. At home, through 22 innings in 2025, he has a 4.50 ERA. On the road, a 2.59 mark through two innings more when pitching on the road compared to his numbers here at the Bank of the James Stadium. But regardless, when you look at how he's been pitching over the last 3 months, he's just gotten better and better with each passing outing. In the month of June, through 8 and innings and change. He had a 4.32 ERA in the month of July at 12 innings flat, a 2.25 mark, much improved at that point, by far his best month of the year. And then so far in August, he's been even better than that. His ERA at 0.75, under 1 through 12 innings pitched. This will be the month with the most innings pitched for Jacob Zibben, and it's been by far his best. We've seen the fastball velocity tick up with each passing start, and he's looking more like the pitcher Cleveland thought they were signing up for in 2022 when they gave him that $1.2 million contract. The fastball's been electric, and he's been Lynchburg's most consistent pitcher in the month of August, which is quite an inspirational story for a guy who just suffered so many injuries in his young career. On the other end, for Fredericksburg, it'll be the right-hander R.J. Sales. Sales, 6 feet tall, 170. He has a 5-5 record, a 3.05 ERA this year across two different single-A leagues. Works fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. He joins the Fred Nats after being acquired, by Washington in a trade with the Tigers at the trade deadline. He was part of the return package from Detroit for longtime Washington closer Kyle Finnegan. And Sales has pitched pretty well since joining the team, although he was much better in Lakeland with the Flying Tigers, a single-A affiliate of Detroit. So far, through three outings with Fredericksburg, he's gone 13 and a third innings pitched while allowing 7 earned runs. The month of August, which he spent entirely with Fredericksburg, has been his worst in 2025. So far in the month of August, he has an ERA almost at 5. Previously with Lakeland, he had never had an ERA over 4, and 3 of the 4 months with the Flying Tigers, he had an ERA under 3. So since joining the Fred Nats, his performance has ticked down a bit, but his overall number is still in a great spot, as I mentioned, coming into today with a 3.05 ERA. We come back here on the pregame show. We're going to take a look at just how the playoff picture across the Carolina League is shaping out. Lynchburg in the north and Columbia in the south have already locked up playoff spots, with them winning their divisions in the first half. We'll take a look at the second half landscape and preview what the matchups could look like going on through the rest of the season. Join us for that coming back next on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show here on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Connor Young with you as we take a look at the layout here in both the Carolina League North and South, with the second half quickly coming to a close. Right now, in the North, Fredericksburg leads the way. They are a half game ahead of Carolina and 2 games ahead of Fayetteville. It really is a 3-horse race at this point in the North, with Fredericksburg barely out in front of Carolina. Lynchburg this week has a chance to play the spoiler against their longtime in-state rival in Fredericksburg. Lynchburg with a series win here this week, depending on how things go for the Mudcats, could very well gift Carolina a playoff spot, where they took one away just in the last moments of half number 1 a couple months ago. In the South, not much of a question of who's going to come out of that division in the second half. Myrtle Beach, by far, has been the best team in the Carolina League in the second half. Currently, they're at 38-15. 8.5 games ahead of Hickory at 30-24. Now, if Hickory was in the North, they would be leading the division. There is no team in the Carolina League North in the second half to have eclipsed 30 wins yet. Meanwhile, in the South, there's two teams at that mark, and Myrtle Beach is two games off winning 40 already. So they have, by and large, been the best team, no doubt about it, in the Carolina League, at least in the second half. Their run differential is plus 138. Been historic for the Pelicans here in half number two. In the South, Columbia has already locked up a playoff spot. Now, what's interesting, the Fireflies are at 21-31. They are in the basement of the Carolina League South. They have been one of the worst teams in the Carolina League in the second half. So they're going to have to turn things around in a hurry as they look to take on the playoffs here in the middle of September. Lynchburg at 22-29 in fifth place in the North. It also hasn't been easy sledding for the Hillcats here in half number two. Well, that sets the stage. It's a very important series here for Fredericksburg. Lynchburg, the pressure's off, and all they got to do is play their best brand of baseball. When we come back, we'll wrap up with the back half of the show after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades, all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit HomesteadCreameryInc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Take a look at our keys to the game for both these teams. We'll start with Lynchburg. It's got to be fine four strong innings from Jacob Zibben. Lynchburg, their Achilles heel over the last couple of weeks has actually been their starting pitching, which has been their strong suit for the majority of this season. But with Braylon Doty currently on the injured list, Bryce Schlesinger being called up to Lake County, Gervis Alfaro currently on the injured list, Sean Mattson a while ago being called up to Lake County, but still not on the Hillcats roster any longer. Their starting pitching arsenal, which was probably the best in the league for the first 5 months of the season, is now in a deficit. And Jacob Zibben might be their best arm they've got. So, if they can get four strong innings out of him to start the week off, you trust the way this offense has been playing to play well enough at the plate to give Lynchburg a chance down the stretch. For Fredericksburg, coming down to the first couple of innings, and here's why. The Fred Nats are 17 games over 500 at 34-17 when scoring first in 2025. The Nationals unfortunately for Fred Knapp fans, have been outscored by 27 runs over the first two innings of the season. So, early production has not been common for the Nationals this year. But when they do get the bat going early, they usually win. So for the Nationals, if they can be the first team to strike, or at least lead, after the first two innings of the ball game today, the pattern for them has shown this year, they're probably going to end up with the win. Our hot hitters today will be Riley Nelson for Lynchburg, DHing and batting second. And for the Fred Knapps, it'll be Eli Willits, the first overall pick in the most recent MLB draft. We'll start with Nelson. He went 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs and a strikeout in his last game on Sunday against Hickory. Ever since he's joined the club, Nelson has just been on a tear. He's batting .414 through 7 games played, 12 hits, 5 doubles, 1 home run. So out of his 12 hits, 6 of them have been for extra bases, 5 RBIs as well. Nelson, in his first game as a Hillcat, had a multi-hit day, going 3-for-4 with a couple of doubles, and he's continued to not only prove that his contact skills are off the charts, but he has some pop in the bat and some wheels on the base pass to routinely pick up extra bases. On the other end, for the Fred Knapps, Eli Willits has lived up to the billing, and then some, at just a 17-year-old in his short stay with the Fred Knapps. Over 4 games, he's 6-for-14 with 3 RBIs and 2 walks and a strikeout. Now, he is still looking for his first extra base hit, but you also have to remember, this is a switch-hitting shortstop who's 17 years old, and the glove has popped just as much of the bat so far for the Nationals in his short stay in the Carolina League. He is playing well above his age. The contact skill for him, again, is off the charts, even more so than with Nelson. And what Nelson may bring with a pop that Willits hasn't so far this year, Willits makes up for with the glove. And it's going to be really fun to watch him here in his first series at the Bank of the James Stadium. I know a lot of the baseball world will have their eyes glued on Willits, not just the rest of the way here this year, but also next year, wherever he may end up to start the 2026 campaign. With that, let's take a look at the Carolina League schedule. 6:30 p.m. Eastern start time for us here in Lynchburg, and that's the earliest start time for any matchup here in the Carolina League. Salem and Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark will join us at 6:30. So will Delmarva and Carolina at 5 County Stadium in Zebulon. Myrtle Beach and Fayetteville 5 minutes after at 6:35 p.m. Eastern. And then Augusta and Charleston, Hickory and Columbia will start their series off at a 7:05 p.m. Eastern nightcap start time. In the Carolina League standings, Fredericksburg leads in the north at 28-22, a half game up on Carolina here in the second half. Fayetteville behind them at 28-26. Salem at 25-29, 5 games out. Fayetteville, 2 games from Fredericksburg. Lynchburg at 22-29 at 6.5 games out. Delmarva at 17-36. In the south, Myrtle Beach has all but mathematically won the second half in the south. They are at 38-15. Hickory at 30-24. Augusta at 28-24. Charleston at 27-25. Kannapolis at 23-31. Columbia at 21-31. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both these teams. We'll start with Lynchburg. Yanaker Caceres will play left field and lead off. Riley Nelson will DH and bat second. Aaron Walton will play center field and bat third. Anthony Martinez, our first look at him here at the Bank of the James Stadium, will play first and bat in the cleanup spot. Luke Hill at the hot corner, batting fifth. Luis Marejo, sixth in right field. Logan Clark doing the catching and batting seventh. Anthony Silva, the shortstop, batting eighth. And then Yankel Mahares coming off a game where he played for the entirety of the ball game, but ended up with a 0-for-0 line because he had 4 walks and an RBI. He'll bat ninth here for Lynchburg and Jordan Smith. Brenner Cox will lead off for the Fred Knapps, playing center field. Kevin Bazell, the catcher, will bat second. Jorge Luis Mota at the hot corner, batting third, coming off a 2-for-4 day with a home run and an RBI. Ethan Petrie, the first baseman, will bat fourth. Randall Diaz behind him in left field, batting fifth. Luke Dickerson will not play shortstop. He'll DH and bat sixth. That's because Eli Willits, who bats behind him, will play short. The 17-year-old will bat in front of Nick Peoples, the right fielder, and Angel Feliz, the second baseman, batting ninth for the Fred Knapps. That will do it for me here on the pregame show. Jason Prill will greet us as we get ready for first pitch of game 1, our six-game set between the Frednecks and the Hillcats. Coming up next, the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, brought to you by Homestead Creamery.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Number One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat Strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger Campaign. For each Hillcats Home Strikeout, Number One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Number One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Number One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
The road from Lynchburg to Cleveland is simple. A short drive west, followed by a straight shot north up I-77, delivers right to Progressive Field. But the roads themselves serve as a metaphor for the road traveled by every ballplayer. Though the trip appears straightforward, it is filled with twists and turns and hills and valleys.
Pops it up, makes the grab in foul ground, and that's all she wrote.
The roads are rough. They are uneven, marred by the wear and tear of the year. They may be slick, unkept, old, or damaged. They may cause you to stop, turn around, or contemplate your decisions.
The throw coming in! It is all in time!
They demand a cost, one in which every person or player must pay. You pass signs for Lake County, Akron, and Columbus. But the journey makes the destination that much sweeter.
And they have climbed all the way back! The Cardiac Cats strike again!
Regardless of the route it takes to get there, the road to Cleveland starts in Lynchburg.
That's jolted toward right field. Velasquez tosses his bat, and the ball tossed over the wall.
Line drive
right at the shortstop. They can double him up, and they do! They're coming home with it! Not in time! Wreck-It Ralphie!
The road to the show begins now.
First pitch, rope, right field, goodbye!
The pitch is in the zone for a called strike. Another good throw.
Did he get him? The hat trick for Logan Clark. Around third, the winning run. He will score! Churio, his Hillcat moment.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Bank of the James Stadium as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Fredericksburg Nationals get set for game number one of this playoff preview series. Jason Prill alongside Connor Young as Jacob Zibben will be on the bump for Lynchburg today. The right-hander works fastball, cutter, sweeper, change. He's 0-5 with a 3.50 ERA, but Connor, over July and August, he has been outstanding.
He really has. He's improved with each time out. If you look at his month-by-month numbers, in July, 12 innings, a 2.25 ERA. So far in August, he's been even better. Gone 12 innings well so far this month, and an ERA under 1 at 0.75. Even in the month of June, he was pretty solid, only going 8 innings. That was coming off an injury in May with a 4.32 ERA that month. He's looked more like that million-dollar man that Cleveland made him when they signed him for $1.2 million in 2022 to get him out of a commitment to South Carolina lately than he was earlier in the season. We've seen the fastball velocity tick up, and it seems like we're seeing a guy who had pitched in two previous seasons coming into 2025 find his groove right before our eyes and really settle in. Look like one of the better starters in the Carolina League so far this month.
It's been outstanding to see as Zibben, the right-hander out of Canada, will face Brenner Cox to lead things off here this evening. A beautiful night for baseball. A seven-game series as Lynchburg already in the postseason against the top-ranked team in the Carolina League North. Zibben takes a deep breath, rocks, kicks, and deals.
And tonight's first pitch is swung on and missed at exactly 6:34 p.m. 73 degrees and cloudy on a cool Lynchburg evening. More partly cloudy above the ballpark currently, the 0-1. Just missing in tight, one ball, one strike. Cox batting 191, two home runs, 10 RBIs, an OPS of 726. Here's the 1-1 from Zibin. It's tipped right at the plate for strike two, and Cox finds himself down in the count.
Fastball, cutter, sweeper, changeup mix for Zibin. Seen mainly the cutter here in this snap bat. Haven't seen the four-seamer yet from the right-hander.
Zibin once again with a deep breath. The two-strike offering is high and wide, 97. There's the four-seamer. At the start of the year, Zibin was sitting around 94, 95 with his heater. Now, those numbers up to upper 90s. That one, 97. We've seen it 98.
Another encouraging sign for Zibin in his last outing against Hickory. He went five innings, which is by far the most he's gone in a single outing. So even the pitch count's being raised.
The 2-2. Missing down and away, and the count goes full. A good at-bat for Cox. However, a lot of these misses haven't really been close. He helped him out on the first pitch as well, swinging away at a breaking ball down in the zone. The payoff pitch to Cox is a slow chopper charged by Mahara's at second. An underhand flip to quickly get Cox. And out number one is recorded here in the first as Connor takes us through the defense for Lynchburg.
On the grass, it'll be Caceres in left, Walton in center, Marejo in right. Martinez, our first look at him here in the bank of the James Stadium. He'll play first. Mahara is at second, Silva at short, Luke Hill at third, with Logan Clark being the battery mate here today for Jacob Zibin.
In steps Kevin Bazell, the catcher, batting out of the two-hole. Don't see that very often. Zibin leans in and deals. First pitch, a breaking ball that didn't break all the way for ball one. Bazell batting 231. No homers, 22 RBIs. Began the year in the top 30 list for the Fred Nats. The 1-0. Missing high with the cutter. Two balls, no strikes. Bazell taken in the third round out of Texas Tech last season. 6-1, 215. The 2-0. Line drive into right field over the head of Martinez at first. And a one-out single for Fredericksburg will bring up Jorge Luis Mota as kind of the lineup for the Fred Nats.
Cox, Bazell, Mota, 1-2-3 for the Freddies. Ethan Petrie will bat fourth in the cleanup spot. Randall Diaz, fifth. Luke Dickerson, the DH, batting sixth. Eli Willett, seventh. Nick Peoples, eighth. And then Angel Feliz will bat ninth. In total, that's four top prospects in the national system in the lineup today.
Here's Jorge Luis Mota, the runner on first and one down as he swings through something off speed at 82 for strike one. Mota, 6'3", 170, only 20 years old. The 0-1 offering is flared into right field and played by Marejo. Runners on first and second as the runner moves up 90 feet for Ethan Petrie as the line keeps moving. And the first baseman, Petrie, stepping in.
Almost identical singles for Bazell and Mota, both just taking it the other way, punching it through the right side. Those two guys have been the battery of this lineup lately. Bazell coming off a 2-for-4 day on Sunday against Fayetteville. Mota with the same, a 2-for-4 game. He had a home run and an RBI on the solo shot as well against Fayetteville.
Petrie from Land O'Lakes, Florida. Has it blown by him at 95. A fastball upstairs for strike one. Petrie batting 333, one home run, six RBIs. He's taken in the second round a few weeks ago, actually about a month now. The 0-1 fouled back above the netting for strike two. And Zibin quickly ahead in the count, 0-2. Runners on first and second, one down. Scoreless top of the first inning. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg. The battle of the Bergs. Zibin comes set. He deals. Up and away, one ball, two strikes. Nikel Mahares hovering over the bag at second, keeping watch on Bazell. Just in case Zibin decides to turn around and fire one back. The 1-2 to Petrie. Down and away. 2-2. As he's even the count with a hard fastball. 96. He just grip locked it. Zibin sets out the letters. The 2-2. Fouled back to the screen. And Petrie stays alive. Petrie spent three seasons at the University of South Carolina, multi-time All-American, hit well over 300 in his career. The pitch. Breaking ball, didn't get the call on the inside corner, and the count goes full on Petrie. Standing on deck is Randall Diaz. Two aboard, one away. Top of the first inning. Zibin over 15 pitches now in the frame. The payoff pitch. Line drive foul, third base side. Petrie went up the ladder at a fastball and was out in front. Looked like maybe a get-me-over fastball from Zibin. Down at 94, realizing his command. Not exactly where he wants it. Hasn't been able to put anybody away just quite yet. Here's the 3-2. Inside ball four. He lost him. He's ahead in the count 0-2, and Petrie worked a great at-bat. And now the bases are loaded for Randall Diaz.
Really was a great at-bat from Petrie there. Obviously, when you're up 0-2, you never want to end the at-bat with a walk. But for Zibin, you really got to be careful. Going to Petrie when he did work himself into a good hitter's count, 3-2 and 2-2. He's a big guy, and we saw when he pulled that fastball down that third baseline. He packs a punch. Don't want to leave anything over the heart of the plate.
Fredericksburg is 34-17 when they score first. And it's not something that they've done very often. In the first two innings this season, the Nationals have been outscored 91-118. That's a differential of minus 27. They are threatening here with only one down in the top of the first inning. Zibin with a rocky first frame. To put it in perspective, in the month of August, he surrendered 11 hits. He's given up two hits. He's walked four over the course of the last few weeks. He's walked one as well. The bases are loaded. One down for Randall Diaz. We're back to action. First baseman Martinez pinching in. As a breaking ball floats in there for strike one.
Good first pitch from Zibin there. Also good to see that he has control that breaking pitch, can throw it for a strike.
The 0-1. Slow chopper over towards short. Played quickly by Silva to second for one. Back to first, not in time. And the Nationals beat it out to take the lead 1-0 on the fielder's choice by Randall Diaz. Just hit softly. A little bit too softly for Silva to make the twist. And there'll be runners at the corners. Two down. Top of the first inning. 1-0. Fredericksburg in front.
Just slow developing off the bat, as you mentioned. Wasn't hit hard. And then also the transfer from Silva was good, but just not exactly the fastest. Didn't look like Lynchburg was going to have a chance at completing the twin killer there. And Diaz, a pretty good runner, was able to remove all doubt, scoring the first run of the game for Fredericksburg.
Luke Dickerson stepping in. Runners at the corners, two away. They've been trying to escape without allowing any more than a run. First pitch misses high and wide. Runner at first, fake towards second. Zibin dropped to a knee after the delivery, and he held up.
It's worth noting, in the last homestand, which was 2 weeks long for Fredericksburg, they went 22 for 23 on stolen bases. That was a huge part of their game offensively.
The 1-0, runner breaks for second. Clark fakes towards second, and they will allow the runner to move into scoring position. Kind of surprised that Clark didn't throw down. To your point, they did have great success over the last 2 weeks, but they weren't facing the artillery of Lynchburg's catching team. Up and away to Dickerson. Two balls, one strike as the pitch count continues to climb on Jacob Zibben. And this is not what Lynchburg needed from their starting pitching. Six pitchers used on Sunday in their loss to Hickory. The 1-1. Fouled back to the screen. 1-2 and Dickerson now down in the count.
To your point, keys to the game for both these teams in the pregame show. For Lynchburg, get four or more out of Zibben. Try to help out that bullpen. And then for Fredericksburg, it was score first. You already talked about just how good they've been this year when they have put the first run on the board. So far, Fredericksburg's been winning out in that department.
The 2-2 to Dickerson. Popped him up. Third base side. Hill into foul territory. The third baseman settling underneath. He squeezes it. And Zibben escapes the jam, only allowing the one run. Nationals take the lead. We head to the bottom of the first inning. The high-powered Hillcats offense will get their first crack at it when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area, providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Fredericksburg in front, as on the bump for the Nationals will be R.J. Sales, 6'1", 70, the right-hander. Connor, he's been sharp since coming over.
He really has. He was brought over to the Nationals organization at the trade deadline as a main piece in the Kyle Finnegan trade, sending the longtime Washington closer to the Tigers. He was originally drafted in the 10th round by the Tigers out of UNC Wilmington. And since joining the Fred Nats, he's been solid. He's gone 5 innings in both of his last 2 outings with Fredericksburg, although he has allowed at least 1 earned run or more in those 2 outings as well. But safe to say that there's been a lot to like even since Sales has joined Fredericksburg for the Washington Nationals organization.
First pitch to Unaker Cassettis leans him back for ball one. 94 mile an hour fastball from Sales. Fastball, changeup, slider, curve. As the first pitch, or excuse me, the 1-0, Sales high, 2 balls, no strikes. Cassettis has mellowed out after his torrid start. He's still hitting .304 with the homer and 7 ribbies. Only 5 for 22 in the last series. Upstairs again, 3 straight pitches from Sales sailing high. And it's 3-0 on Cassettis. I'd expect him to be taking all the way. Lynchburg just needs base runners. The 3-0. High again. 4 straight pitches in the exact same spot. It's Connor now, the defense for the Nationals.
Randall Diaz will be in left field. Brenner Cox in center. Nick Peoples in right. Petri at first. Melise at second. Willits at short. And Jorgelis Mota at third. Kevin Bazell doing the catching here for R.J. Sales, Fredericksburg hurler.
Here's Riley Nelson batting .414, a homer, 5 ribbies, an OPS of over 1,100. He had a great road series. As the first pitch, high again, this time looked like the slider, and it's ball one. All five pitches have missed. Nowhere close upstairs. Approaching attic territory. The 1-0. That one finds the zone right at the knees at 92. A get me over fastball. 1-1. Now Nelson can look to swing away. It felt like every single time Lynchburg was looking for a hit against Hickory, Nelson stepped up. He slaps it the other way. He's down in the count, 1-2.
And one thing that's been super impressive about Nelson, so far this year he has 12 hits through 7 games, but 6 of those 12 have been for extra bases. So he's also bringing the thump.
Runner on first, nobody out, 1-0 National lead. The 1-2 from Sales is jammed and fouled into the netting as Nelson had it run in on his hands. I don't think he was expecting it to come in that tightly. Did a good job to get the bat on it. See another pitch. The Vanderbilt product digs back in from the left-hand side. Unique lineup compared to what Lynchburg's used to. The 1-2. Chopper foul first base side.
This is what's been so pesky about Nelson for opposing pitchers in the Carolina League. Such a great contact bat, really hard to strike out. Doesn't drop too many walks, but he's going to get to a lot of pitches that would put away a lot of different hitters across the league.
The 1-2 offering to Nelson. Missing low with the fastball, evens the count again at 2-2. Lynchburg today, only one switch hitter in the lineup, and only 3 lefties. That means the majority of the lineup for Lynchburg are right-handed hitters. We haven't seen that really all season. The 2-2 is chased downstairs, and Nelson goes down swinging, which will bring up Aaron Walton as Connor now the lineup for the Cats.
Caceres, Nelson, now Aaron Walton batting third. Center fielder went 1-for-5 with 2 ribbies on Sunday. Anthony Martinez will bat fourth. Luke Hill, fifth. Luis Marejo, sixth. Logan Clark, seventh. Anthony Silva, eighth. And Yankel Mahares will round out the order for Jordan Smith here on this Tuesday evening.
Runner on first, one away. First pitch chopped foul by Walton. Aaron Walton batting .310, one homer, 7 RBIs, an OPS of .892. A lot of these new guys had their first home run last week. Nelson, Walton, Hill, Schubert, all hitting home runs down in Hickory. The 0-1 dips downstairs. 1-1. Hickory, a little bit of an easier location to hit a home run. He's compared to Lynchburg. As Walton spoiled a fastball at 93 on the outside edge for strike two.
They've got some high walls there in Hickory as well, but definitely an easier park to hit one out of than here at the bank of the James Stadium. You're not going to find too many tougher places to hit one out of in professional baseball.
325 down the corners, 400 to dead center. The 1-2, beauty of a curveball. And Walton was well out in front. Back-to-back strikeouts bring up Anthony Martinez. That's his pitch. Sales, he uses that curveball to strike guys out. Opponents against the curveball hitting just .152. When he was with Lakeland, he only allowed seven hits on that pitch in 15 starts. Anthony Martinez stepping in. He takes out wide for ball one. He made his first professional appearance down in Hickory. Ended up going 2-for-9 in the series with an RBI. Runner on first, 2 down. Nationals lead it 1-0. The 1-0 is popped up, third base side and out of play. So after Sales open up the ball game with 5 straight pitches, well up in the zone. He has settled in and retired each of the last 2 Hillcats. And Casetas is left stranded at first. Here's the 1-1 to Martinez. Fouled back into the screen, strike 2. Martinez, he is a big boy. 6'3", 220 from Fairfield, California. Though the 220 may be a little bit generous. The 1-2. Breaking ball. Didn't break upstairs. Evens the count to apiece. It's got kind of that David Ortiz build from the left-handed batter's box. The 2-2. Curveball slapped the other way, but he gets his hands quickly through that zone and gets some bat speed along with it. That was a protection swing. Casadas takes his lead off of first. The 2-2. Bounced in there, caught the mask of Bazell, goes all the way toward the Fredericksburg dugout. That was spiked about 2 feet in front of the circle that defines home plate.
I think Gaceres, with a little bit of a more aggressive round at second, might have had third there. That kicked all the way out to the Fredericksburg dugout, like you said. Even if Bazell fields that ball cleanly, and then at that point Gaceres probably would not quite be halfway to third, that's a long throw.
Well, he's in scoring position, and a payoff pitch to Anthony Martinez. He drives this to deep right field. Peoples ranging back. He's at the wall. It's gone! Who said this is a tough park to hit one out of? Anthony Martinez going down and in. Carries it over the right field wall and puts Lynchburg in front 2-1 for his first professional home run.
Hey, Martinez made the park look small. I'll give him that. He went golfing. That pitch went down at his shoot tops. That's muscle to be able to drive that out to right field. Give Lynchburg the lead here in the first inning.
Luke Hill stepping in, taking downstairs, ball one. That's the part of the game, surprisingly, that scouts said he was missing. His hit tool is off the charts. The 1-0 flared toward right field. Peoples, this time ranging over, ahead of the warning track, makes an awkward grab, but the inning is over. We'll pick up the thought on Martinez later on in the ball game, but Lynchburg now with a 2-1 lead as we head to the second on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Two to one on the Anthony Martinez two-run home run as we head to the second inning. Jason Prill, Connor Young in the final homestand of the season. Hard to believe, Connor, we've made it to this point. Game number, what, this would be number 60 at home, is that correct?
61.
We're actually going to play 67 at home this season, in the regular season, as a doubleheader tomorrow will pick up a game that got rained out while at Fredericksburg the last time the Hillcats were out there. Here's Eli Willits. The first overall pick takes a called strike 0-1.
And for all the questions about whether or not Willits deserved the number one overall pick, he has hushed the doubters in his first four games. The 0-1. Flared into left field. Casetas charging in. He'll range over and make the grab. As Willits is retired for out number one. Nick Peeples stepping in, but there's a lot of talk about whether or not Willits should have gone first overall. He was kind of a surprise pick at 1-1. And Willits now riding a four-game hitting streak coming into today. And he's 6-for-14 through his first four games. Nick Peeples takes outside for ball one. And not to mention, he's doing it all at 17 years old. He's the youngest player in Fred Nat history. The 1-0. High and wide, two balls, no strikes. Actually, he won't turn 18 until December. Pretty crazy when you think about it. The 2-0 to Nick Peeples is cut on and missed. 2-1. Our umpires tonight, Bryce McCormick calling the balls and strikes. Jacob Ashworth out in the field. Zimmon leans in and deals. Right there for strike two. Peeples, 200 average, 6 homers, 32 RBIs, a 2-2. Swing and a miss. First strikeout for Zibin. Brings up Angel Feliz with two down. Member one is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, member one will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Angel Feliz, he did not play in Sunday's game, but a 5-for-19 series against Fayetteville. That's in there for a called strike. Fred Knapp did exactly what they wanted to against Fayetteville as they moved into sole possession of first place. That's lined into right field. Morejo will make the grab shoulder high. And a 1-2-3 inning for Jacob Zibin. Good bounce back frame for the righty, as Lynchburg has given him a 2-1 lead heading to the bottom of the second inning on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Olmsted Creamery.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest, Virginia, and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Two to one, Lynchburg in front as RJ Sales back on the bump. It'll be Morejo, Clark, and Silva as Lynchburg holds the one-run advantage. Jason Prill, Connor Young with you on this beautiful Tuesday evening. Cooler weather has hit the Hill City, which means it's your perfect time and your final time to catch the Hillcats in home this regular season. Lynchburg-Hillcats.com for your tickets today. And we got a fun weekend planned. It all culminates in Fan Appreciation Day on Sunday. But also playoffs. Playoffs? Yeah, that's right, playoffs. Despite the slow second half, Hillcats will be at home September 11th and 12th. Only guaranteed game is September 11th, as Lynchburg will take on the second half winner of the Carolina League North. Luis Morejo takes the first pitch and lines it for a base hit into left field in front of Randall Diaz. And
and gets aboard with his first hit of the ball game. Logan Clark stepping in, 4-for-12 last week at Hickory. His average now up to 219, one home run, 15 RBIs. And going back to the playoff game, a special guest will be here, Connor, right?
Oh, yeah. Very excited. Virginia legend.
First pitch in there for strike one as Logan Clark falls behind in the count. Farum College will be doing their baseball, I guess it's a fundraiser at the ballpark, as the pitch misses down and away, 1-1. And so they're bringing their most famous alumni to help with the event. He's throwing out the first pitch, and that would be Billy Wagner. So that's fouled away by Clark. He's down in the count, 1-2. Wagner, the MLB Hall of Famer, will be in the park for Lynchburg's playoff game on September 11th. You'll get your tickets now at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Here's the two-strike offering as Clark watches the breaking ball dip down and away, 2-1. Got to be expecting the curveball when you get to two strikes. He throws it a lot. He's picked up 26 strikeouts. The 2-2. Clark swung and missed. It was a drop third strike. Down to second goes Morejo, but since the runner was on first, Clark is retired. And Morejo now into scoring position for Anthony Silva. So an unproductive at-bat for Logan Clark as he got the job done. And Anthony Silva digging in. Silva, slow start to his pro career, batting 158, no homers, one ribby. That's the first pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. Chorus of dogs have erupted inside the ballpark. Maybe that caused the confusion on the drop third strike. The 0-1 fouled back into the screen for strike two.
Thought we were about to see a dog fight in the first row. They were going back and forth at each other, but you got separated. We're all good.
You know, our Cleveland faithful recognize the dog pound. Oh, now the dog's staring at me. He was locked eyes with me. Got to be careful. Don't want to anger him. The 0-2. But first, a throwback to second. Morejo goes in standing. That dog is eyeing me up. Oh, now he's barking at me. This is game one of seven in this series, and this dog's trying to pick a fight. The 0-2 count to Anthony Silva. Called strike three. Good fastball paints the inside corner. And he goes down looking for Yankel Mahares. Mahares has... Oh, thought the dog stopped looking at me, but he's back now. Mahares went 2-for-11 on the road trip. Did not record an at-bat in the Sunday game, but he did walk four times. Runner on second, two down, 2-1, Lynchburg in front. Balk has been called, despite the ground ball towards short. They'll throw on to first as the run will scamper around. The crowd is very confused. They called him safe at first as Moreno comes around to score.
They're giving that a run as of right now. Howitz is not being challenged by the Fred Nats.
I'm assuming maybe Petri pulled his feet or foot off of first base. I'll be honest, I stopped watching after the balk as Casetas will flare it into left field. Right now it's Lynchburg 3, Fredericksburg 1 as Casetas flies out and the inning comes to a close. We will try and get some form of clarity about the decision. But we head to the third. Right now, 3-1 Lynchburg. After you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Well, I have no idea what the decision by the umpires is. And now I think Billy McMillan just realized that it's 3-1. As he had some words with Bryce McCormick. As on a balk, the ball was put in play by Yankel Mahares. He hustled down the line. The throw clearly beat him. And they called him safe at first. Brenner Cox takes a swing and a tip into the glove for strike one. I mean, I'm still trying to wrap my mind. I have now texted multiple people, and nobody has been able to give me any sort of answer.
Phone a friend?
I think we need to phone the commissioner's office. I just have no idea. The 0-1 to Cox is down and in. One ball, one strike. The only thing I know for certain is it's 3-1.
Yep. And the play would have been confusing enough without the balk call before the pitch. Because it looked like Mahares was out by a country mile at first.
The 1-1 offering from Zibit. Calling a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. And before we go any further, we got to give props to Luis Marejo. He never stopped running. Scoring from second on the slow chopper to short. And the weird play at first. The 1-2. Out wide, two balls, two strikes. I haven't dug this deeply into the rule book because, quite frankly, I don't think anybody would dive this deeply into the rule book. The 2-2, up and away, 3-2, but maybe, and we have the rule book in here somewhere. We'll have to find it. Maybe in the middle innings I'll scrape off whatever gum has been stuck to it. The 3-2 to Brenner Cox is in the dirt, ball four. And the second walk of the afternoon by Zibin will give Fredericksburg a leadoff base runner. But maybe there's just a weird balk rule where if the ball is put in play on the pitch, runner's automatically safe? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm at a loss.
Another confusing thing about the play, I was assuming that Billy McMillan, right after that play, would be on the top step of the dugout letting the umpires hear it and give his argument. But no, he just let things continue. I don't know if he missed it.
In there for a strike to Kevin Bazell, 0-1.
That definitely seems like something as a manager that you'd want some at least clarification on. Or, if anything, state your case of what you think should be called. Because it certainly didn't seem like that was a fair deal for the Fred Nats, but we'll take it.
Chopper over toward first, into the hole. And into right field, Marejo will come up with it. But since he's so close to the infield, it'll hold Cox at second, and now two aboard with nobody out here in the third inning for Jorge Lismota. Well, how does Fredericksburg respond after whatever just happened? I mean, we are officially in twilight zone hours at Bank of the James Stadium. We'll try and get a firm answer before the night is over with, but right now, it's being ruled as a single for Mahares. And a runner scoring from second, despite a balk being called before the pitch. And the runner being out at first base.
Jorge Luis Mota squares around, pops it up, but the only person with a play on it is Jordan Smith, who comes up out of the Hillcats dugout to make the barehanded grab. That, unlike in banana ball, does not count as an out. Two aboard, nobody out, 3-1 Lynchburg in front. Jacob Zibben worked quickly through the second, struggling here in the third. Swing and a miss. 98 blew it by Jorge Luis Mota. And it's 0-2. Now the infield will take a few steps back as the Fredericksburg Nationals have tipped their hand. The 0-2 offering, but first a timeout by Clark as he got some dirt in his eye. If anybody's tuning in and you have an answer to the balk infield single run score from second question that we are now trying to unravel, feel free to send me an email at jprill@lynchburg-hillcats.com. Second baseman creeping in. The 0-2 offering from Zibben. Flying into right field. Pretty well hit. Marejo fighting the sun as he backtracks toward the warning track. He makes the grab. The throw comes in towards second. And down to third goes Cox as Mota is retired. Bringing up Ethan Petrie, who reached on a walk. But now runners at the corners. Only one down in the top of the third inning.
Usually when we open things up to the viewers and listeners at home, they come up with at least something. So maybe that's where our answer will come from today. It beats me, I'll tell you that.
I'm more confused than I think I've ever been. Runners at the corners, one down, and it's off the elbow guard of Petrie, the first pitch, and now the bases are loaded. Not the worst result with Randall Diaz coming to the plate. Loads up the bases, puts the double play in a position to where any base can record the out.
Same position Diaz batted in the first. Bases loaded, one out.
Grounded into a fielder's choice. First pitch lined. Diving stop by Hill at third. Back to the bag. Not in time. Wow. What a grab by Luke Hill over at third base as he laid out full extension, robbing a base hit from Randall Diaz. Now there's two down, and he almost had the wherewithal to retire Cox as they collided. At the bag at third. Here's Luke Dickerson. As the first pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. That had base hit written all over it. And Hill was able to stab it. Bases loaded, two down. Zibben shakes off the sign. The right-hander into his motion. Into center field. Walton had a great break on it as he traverses into the gap and makes the grab to end the third. The Nationals load up the bases again. This time they walk away empty. It's 3-1 Lynchburg in front. We head to the bottom of the third on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamery. It's your last chance to catch the Lynchburg Hillcats at home during the regular season as they square off against the Fredericksburg Nationals August 26th through 31st. On Friday, we'll have our annual Star Wars night, plus we're giving away trucker hats to the first 1,200 fans. Trim your mustache for Saturday night's Mustache Night as we raise money for Lynchburg's Mustache for Kids program with a jersey auction and fireworks. Then on Sunday, we celebrate you, the fans, on Fan Appreciation Night. Tickets are available at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Three to one. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Nelson, Walton, and Martinez, the three due up. I've gone back and checked out the replay from the end of the second inning. It looks like they just flat out ruled him safe, beating it out. Maharez was hustling down the line. I do think the throw still beat him. And Petrie may have had his toe slide off the bag. But I think the umpire's ruling was just that Maharez beat it out. I guess the Nationals just gave up on the play. As Riley Nelson chops this in the hole. Diving attempt by Feliz at second. And into right field it goes as Nelson picks up the base knock. And Aaron Walton coming to the dish. Well, that's what we're going to go with. And Lynchburg was able to take the result of the play on the balk rather than just having the runner move down to third. Aaron Walton, 0 for 1, struck out swinging. He got pulled by a great curveball from Sales. First pitch into shallow right field. Peoples settling underneath it. He'll make the grab for out number one. Anthony Martinez, a two-run home run in the first inning. A blast to right field. Gave Lynchburg the 2-1 lead at the time. They lead it 3-1. That Hillcats home run was brought to you by Sheetz. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Stop by your local 24-hour Sheetz today. Sales will flip on over to first as Nelson back in standing. Sales made a really good pitch to Martinez. It was down and in, right on the corner, and Martinez went right through the zone and carried it out. First pitch misses wide for ball one. It's a tough pitch to pull and carry out of the ballpark. It's just so hard to get your hands and barrel down into that quadrant. The 1-0. Upstairs, 2-0. I was talking about Martinez earlier in that at-bat, and it's his hit tool, not his power tool, that has wowed scouts. About a year before the 2025 draft, the 2-0. Spit on it, called a strike, 2-1. Martinez was graded as having one of the top three hit tools in the 2025 class by Baseball America. The 2-1 foul right back to the screen. He had another good pitch to rip. It's 2-2.
And that way, he and Nelson are a lot alike. Seems like that's probably the two best tools of the primary first baseman. Reminds me, both of them in some ways, of C.J. Capus, especially Nelson being a little bit undersized. That's another guy who really his main calling card was the hit tool.
The 2-2. Tipped into the glove for strike three. So two down. Luke Hill at the plate. Lynchburg leading it 3-1. However, they've scored all three of their runs with two outs in the inning. The two-run home run by Martinez in the first. And the single balk conundrum for Yaikel Maharez in the second as a pitch clock violation has been called on Sales. Sales came back from the Detroit Tigers at the MLB trade deadline. He was a part of the Kyle Finnegan deal. Luke Hill takes down and away for ball one. Hill batting 400 on the season.
Back-to-back trade deadlines now where the Nationals have dealt at the deadline and gotten some good young pitching back. Last time it came from the Guardians organization in 2024.
2-0. As Hill takes inside, moves it to 3-0 after the pitch clock violation. One aboard, two away. Alex Clemmie being sent over last year. Swapping
dugouts and clubhouses in that series. Here's the 3-0. Right at the knees, 3-1. Hill taking all the way.
The other guy in the Cleveland part of that train is in that Fredericksburg dugout right now, Rafael Ramirez Jr.
He's standing down at the very end of the first base dugout. The 3-1 offering. Hill slaps it the other way, but it'll go out of play. And there's two strikes now. Ramirez is going to struggle for some playing time now with all the shortstops that the Fred Nats have. Eli Willits be the most notable. We'll see what happens. Payoff pitch upcoming to Hill. Runner will be off with the delivery as he chases it downstairs, and the inning is over. Six strikeouts already for Sales as we head to the fourth. Lynchburg, though, with the 3-1 lead. Connor Young will be back with you for the middle innings when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Olmsted Creamery.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
It's time to pause for a check of our Carolina League scoreboard. Now, back to the stadium.
Lynchburg leads it 3-1 over Fredericksburg as we head to the top of the fourth inning here at the Bank of the James Stadium on a beautiful Tuesday evening here in the Hill City. Let's zoom out, take a look at the rest of the Carolina League as these teams set to go for six games or more here this week. Lynchburg playing a seven-game set against Fredericksburg this week. Salem and Kannapolis are in the bottom of the third, 6-2 lead already for the Ballers at their home Atrium Health Ballpark. Delmarva and Carolina in the bottom of the fourth, 1-2 score line there. Myrtle Beach and Fayetteville are scoreless heading into the bottom of the fourth from Seger Stadium. Augusta and Charleston, Hickory and Columbia both just getting going. They're both in the top of the second, the score line in both games 1-0. Augusta leading the Dogs and Hickory leading the Fireflies. Those are your two nightcap games here in the Carolina League. Eli Willits will lead off. First pitch to him on its way from Zibin. Swung on, sent to center field. High in the sky. Plenty of time for Aaron Walton. He barely has to move. Takes a couple steps in, and there's quickly one down. Willits now 0-2. Here in his first game at the Bank of the James Stadium. That'll bring up Nick Peoples. He is also hitless so far today. 0-1 with a strikeout. Coming off an 0-2 game with a strikeout against Fayetteville on Sunday. Righty-lefty matchup. The first pitch to Peoples is swung on and missed. A cutter at the bottom of the zone. Swung through by the right fielder today. Zibin windup. And the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. This time a changeup had him way out in front. Lynchburg leading it 3-1. One down in the top of the fourth. Zibin quickly at 0-2 on Peoples. Zibin, right side of the rubber. Hands chest high, lets the 0-2 fly. Peoples will take a changeup over the plate, but just down below the knees of the 6'5 outfielder. Count moves to 1-2. Zibin kicks and deals just off the outside edge. 2-2. Peoples owns the three hardest hit home runs of the year so far for Fredericksburg. All of them over 110 miles per hour. The pitch, cold strike three on the outside corner. That is strikeout number two for Jacob Zibin. Number one is proud to sponsor each Hillcats strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger campaign. For each Hillcats home strikeout, number one will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. And it'll bring up the nine-hitter, Angel Feliz. Righty-righty matchup. The wind and the offer. Check swing, tapped right back at home plate. And then hit Logan Clark in a sensitive spot. He's going to need a second. 0-1 here on Feliz. The nine-hitter is a top 30 prospect in the national system, ranked 14th. Six-foot-3, the right-handed hitter has the frame to add some serious muscle and pop, which has really drawn a lot of excitement when you look at his projected metrics. Zibin kicks and deals, the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Feliz way out in front of a breaking pitch from Zibin. 3-1 Lynchburg lead here in the top of the fourth. Two down, 0-2 on Feliz. The kick and the pitch. Feliz takes a fastball just off the outside corner. Zibin missed his spot. Brought the heat, was looking to square up the outside edge. Just missed a couple inches off the plate. Zibin's 1-2 on its way. Swung on and missed. Good curveball, had him way out in front. Soft toss down to first from Logan Clark on the drop. Third will end the inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame from Jacob Zibin. As he strikes out the last two batters he faces, he now has 3 Ks and counting. Lynchburg leads it 3-1 as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Lynchburg up by 2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-1 scoreline in favor of Jordan Smith's Cats. Luis Morejo will lead it off here in the bottom of the fourth. 6-7-8 due up for Lynchburg. Morejo, Clark, and Silva still on the bump. The Fredericksburg hurler, RJ Sales. The right-hander has really settled in after allowing runs to cross in the first and second. He already has 6 strikeouts. That's been his calling card all season long. Righty-righty matchup here against Morejo. The windup and the pitch. Swung on, squibbed foul off the netting, off the end cap of Morejo. Sales across 2 different single-A leagues, primarily pitching in the Florida State League. Coming into today, had 81 strikeouts through 79 innings. The 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. The 1-1 offering. Swung on and missed by Morejo. Sales. Middle of the bump. From the windup, kicks and deals. Morejo pumps it up right side. High fly ball. No problem for Peoples. Quickly one down. Morejo a little late on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And it'll bring up Logan Clark, who is 0-1 today with a strikeout. Clark had a late start to his 2025 season. He was activated from the injured list on May 1st And it seems like just finally he's gotten his feet under it. Righty-righty matchup, kicking the pitch, swung on, hammered on the ground, gloved by the shortstop Willits. He collects and heaves across the diamond to get Clark on just one pitch. Quickly two down for Anthony Silva. It's our first look at Willits over at shortstop. A routine play, but he made it look easy, as he should. It'll bring up the shortstop counterpart for the first overall pick of the 2025 draft, and Anthony Silva. Silva, Matt's right-handed, swings at the first pitch, fouls it off. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. Sales at 52 pitches. The windup and the pitch. Just missed low and outside. A really good slider that time from Sales. Again, he works fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. His curveball is his put-away pitch. Two down in the inning. Lynchburg up by 2-3-1. Sales deals. Silva will watch a curveball right down the heart of the plate. Good late break on that pitch. One ball, two strikes, two down. Kicking the pitch from Sales. Silva swings in a high chopper off home plate. Going to be a tough play. Barehanded by Feliz. He throws over. Doesn't get the grab on the bare hand instead. So it'll go down as an infield single for Silva to keep the inning going. Lynchburg, so far today with 2 outs, have really created some magic. They'll look to do the same here in the bottom of the fourth. Yankel Mahares will come up to bat. He drove in a run and singled in his last at-bat on a bizarre play. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch swung on and fouled off. We'll find the seats on the left side. Mahares has struggled against right-handed pitching this year. Batting 151. Against righties. Sales, ball in his mitt. Hands belt tie, delivers. It's popped up left side again by Mahares. Late on a fastball, it'll land foul. No balls, two strikes, two down. Lindbergh up by two. Silva leading off first after his infield single. Sales has allowed 5 base hits now. 2 of them have come on the infield. One of them belongs to Yaikel Mahares. He bats 185 on the year, 1 home run, 21 RBIs. The 0-2. Low, good tank by Mahares. Got away from Bazell for just a moment. He kept it close, and Silva thought about moving towards second. I think he mistook Mahares' stop sign that he held up with an outstretched hand as an indication to go to second. The 1-2. Bullseye right down the middle. Taken by Mahares. He was full. Strikeout number 7 for Sales. He strands Silva at first as Lynchburg is held scoreless in the fourth. They lead it 3-1 as we head to the fifth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit HomesteadCreameryInc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Through 4 of game one of seven this week. Lynchburg leads it 3-1. Jacob Zibbins still on the bump. Leadoff man Brenner Koch will be the first batter due up for the Fred Nats here in the top of the fifth. He's 0-1 with a walk so far today. Righty-lefty matchup. Zibbins looks in and fires. Koch will take a slider on the outside edge for strike one. The reason we're playing seven, when Lynchburg was sent to play Fredericksburg in a three-game set after the All-Star break, they only got through two games. The 0-1. Check swing. Say he held off. Looked like a strike anyways. That looked right down the middle. So it's 1-1 as Bryce McCormick seems to have seen that pitch differently than I. The 1-1 in tight. 2-1. As I was saying, they were slated to play three. Weather affected them throughout every single game, and they ended up only playing two by week's end. The 2-1 pitch, way upstairs and inside, 93 from Zibbins. And Zibbins got to tie his shoe, so he'll call time. Take a knee on the bump. Fix the laces. So, we had a scheduled doubleheader move to this week, the last time these two teams will face off in the regular season. This is also the last home series for Lynchburg in 2025. The 3-1 is popped up, lifted left side, foul, it'll find the seats. Now, moves full. Koch went 5-for-17 with a home run and 4 RBIs last series against Fayetteville. Zibbins will step off as Koch calls time. Koch is a 2024 Carolina League champion. He was a member of the Fred Nat team last year. Started the season in Wilmington. Full count. Just missed off the inside part of the plate. Ball 4 to Koch. It's the second walk he's drawn today. The third issued by Jacob Zibbins. Last time, Brenner Koch walked in the third. It was also to lead off the inning. He would not score. He was stranded at third base. Bazell, 2-for-2 today. He has been red hot in the second half for the Nationals, especially lately. From the stretch now, Zibbins fires. It's inside, and Clark couldn't catch it properly. It pops out of his glove, but doesn't get far enough to give Koch a play over at first. 3-1 lead for Lynchburg. Bazell represents the tying run here in the top of the fifth. 1-0. Zibbins collects and deals. Bazell will fire it the other way, but it lands foul outside of first. He's been continually taking pitches the other way. Vaulting line drives on the right side of the infield. It's 1-1 on the catcher. Zibbins looks in. The 1-1. Koch takes off. It's a ball upstairs. Clark throws down, but Brenner Koch is in there with a stolen base. Not easy to run on the gun. That could be exactly what the Fred Nats needed. After they saw their leadoff man reaching the third on a walk and him be stranded at third, manager Billy McMillan probably thought maybe getting him a base further on a stolen base would do the trick here this inning. Bazell fouls off a fastball right side. 2-2. Bazell coming off a 2-for-4 game on Sunday. His average has climbed up to 237. Zibbins straightens up and delivers a 2-2. It's popped up, flare shot right side. Long run for Marejo. In a land and foul ground just off the Fredericksburg bullpen. Bazell spoils another good pitch from Zibbins. He's now at 70 pitches spent. 6 hits for Lynchburg, 3 for Fredericksburg. The Caps lead it 3-1. Zibbins Hands chest high, right side of the rubber. Righty-righty matchup. After a long pause, deals a 2-2. Bazell late on a fastball at 94, right over the heart of the plate. Pops it up sky high, foul ground. Zibin, three strikeouts to three walks today. Looking to go five innings in back-to-back starts. Pitch count probably will limit him from doing so. His pitch taken by Bazell. Fastball upstairs and outside brings the count full. Zibin at 73 pitches. In his last outing where he went five innings, he only had to spend 61. This has been the most pitches he's thrown as a pro. Payoff pitch on Bazell on its way. Catcher pounds it to short. Backhand attempt from Silva. He heaves across the diamond in time to get Bazell. Cox does not move from second in the process on the ground ball to the left side of the infield. Jordan Smith will come out and grab Zibin. That will do it for the right-hander. He battled all the way through this start. And right now, he'll exit the game with a 3-1 scoreline in favor of Lynchburg. We'll meet the new pitcher when we come back. He enters the game. One down, one on, and Brenner Cox in scoring position. We'll see who the new man on the mound is when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
For the first time since 2022, the Hillcats are going to the postseason.
Your Lynchburg Hillcats are headed to the postseason September 11th and 12th at Bank of the James Stadium. They need all your support to bring a championship back to the Hill City. It's time to pack Bank of the James Stadium by purchasing your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
What a season! What a moment!
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Into the game for Lynchburg, Angel Perez. He's coming off an outing against Hickory where he went 2 1/3, giving up two hits, two runs, both of them earned on three walks and one strikeout. Not his cleanest outing to date as a Hillcat, but he has been one of Lynchburg's more reliable relievers since some more usual names we saw earlier in the year, like Sean Mattson, both Martinez's, Isaac and Xavier have all left for Lake County. Righty-righty matchup here against Jorge Lismota. The runner takes off in Cox. The throw down from Clark is a bullet, but Cox is in there after a great jump. Bit of a collision at third as Hill is bumped off his rocker for a moment. Loses the ball on the play. He's okay as Brenner Cox will check in with him. But now, second run of the ball game for Fredericksburg is just 90 feet away with one out in the inning. Pitch was called a strike, so it's 0-1 here on Mota. Cox, quite the difference maker here for Fredericksburg, leading the inning off with a walk and then stealing two bases in consecutive fashion. The Perez stretch and the 0-1. Mota swings and misses at a firm fastball at 94 on the outside part of the plate. Good pitch from Perez. He stands in at 6'2", 176 from Venezuela. Infield moves in for Lynchburg at all stops. Perez, hands belt tie, lets the 1-2 fly. Mota, flare shot right field, quickly foul, finding the seats. He was late on the heater. Lynchburg leads by 2 here in the top of the 5th inning. Cox at third base will be held responsible to Jacob Zibin, who went 4 1/3. Perez deals. Mota, down swinging, Fastball up in the zone, sets him off. Strikes. Perez strikes out his first batter into the ballgame. It'll mean there's two down for Ethan Petrie. He's had the bat taken out of his hands by and large today. He's walked him and hit by a pitch, batting from the cleanup spot. Righty on righty matchup, power on power. Flame throwing right-hander delivers. It's time. It's an off-speed pitch low in the zone for ball one.
How big was that strikeout from Perez to go up in the zone? Mota swinging out of his shoes, trying to make a difference, and he picked up the second out, and now a chance to get out of the frame without any damage.
1-0 on Petrie. Perez kicks and fires way inside. Petrie was almost hit for the second time today. Petrie went 6 for 21 against Fayetteville last week. He is Washington's 8th best prospect. He was a second-round pick of the Nats in the 2025 draft out of the University of South Carolina. The 2-0 just missed upstairs and outside. Petrie, again, has worked a good hitter's count. It's 3-0 against him. In a different universe, Petrie and Jacob Zivin very well may have been teammates. Zivin was set to be a Gamecock as well for signing with Cleveland instead. Petrie hit .336 across 168 career games with South Carolina, slugging 54 home runs. Three balls, no strikes. The pitch, ball four. Second walk issued to Petrie today. Third time he's reached base. He has not registered an official at-bat yet.
Hillcats want no part of Petrie today. And I can't blame them. He's hit well this season since arriving in Fredericksburg. Randall Diaz, though, he's had a tough night at the plate. He was robbed of a RBI in his last plate appearance with a runner on third.
Runners at the corners. 3-1 lead for Lynchburg. There's two down in the inning. Ready, ready matchup. Perez, first base side of the rubber. His stretch and pitch. Swung on, popped up right side. It'll find the seats. Lands foul, 0-1. Perez overpowered Mota, first batter he faced, with a fastball high in the zone. And then he walked Petrie almost immediately. Already we're seeing the highs and lows of the righty reliever in this fifth inning. His pitch upstairs, fastball at 93. Over the plate, but at the eyeballs of Diaz. Diaz was drafted 141st overall in 2024 by Washington out of Indiana State. He's batting .218 this year. The pitch, swung on, popped up right side, and will get foul. 1-2. Perez, ball behind his back. Sets at the belt. Kicking the pitch, Diaz will take upstairs and outside, a fastball at 93. Not too tempting for the righty bat. He went 0 for 4 on Sunday against Fayetteville. 0 for 2 so far today. Two balls, two strikes, two down, two on the corners. The pitch is swung on and missed. Perez strikes out a pair to end the inning out of the bullpen. And strands Brenner Cox 90 feet away. Lynchburg holds on to their two-run lead. It's 3-1 in the middle of the fifth. The Cats will grab the bats and try to find some insurance. We come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, brought to you by Homestead Creamer.
Number One is proud to sponsor each Hillcat strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger Campaign. For each Hillcat's home strikeout, Number One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Number One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Member One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg out in front, 3-1. Here in the middle of the fifth inning at the Bank of the James Stadium. RJ Sales remains the Fred Nat hurler. He'll face the top of the order here in the fifth. Caceres, Nelson, and Walton. It's his third time facing the top three for Lynchburg today. Caceres, 0-1 with a walk so far today. The 18-year-old had a red-hot start. His first handful of games with Lynchburg really set the bar high. He was 17 years old at that time, just recently turning 18. He's cooled down a bit since then, but still been productive. First pitch to him is swung on, popped up off the handle. It'll get upstairs, skybox level. Righty-lefty matchup here for Sales. He went 5 innings in his last outing, looking to do the same here. His pitch spiked in like a slider that time that missed way outside. It's 1-1 here on Caceres. The pitch hits Caceres on the front leg. Looks like it got him shin level. It was a looping curveball, so it won't sting too much, but still, Caceres a bit ginger out of the box. Lynchburg will have their leadoff man on for the fourth time today. They've had their leadoff base runner aboard in the first, second, and third. The last inning, the fourth, was the first time they didn't get their leadoff man on. The last time Caceres led off an inning and got aboard was in the bottom of the first. He would end up scoring on the Anthony Martinez two-run home run. Lynchburg leads it 3-1 here in the bottom of the fifth as Riley Nelson steps in. Nelson, 1-for-2 today with a single and a strikeout. Another lefty bat set to face Sales. The Sales set and the pitch. Low and in the dirt. A fastball gobbled up by the catcher, Bazell. Caceres stays at first base. Nelson against Hickory. Went 7-for-16 with 2 doubles, a home run, and 5 RBIs. He was fantastic against the Crawdads. The 1-0 is swung on, bounced to second, could be a double play ball. The flip to second, now the relay to first is in time. Twin killer for RJ Sales. He's well on his way to matching his longest inning total since becoming a member of the Nationals organization. One out away from going 5 strong, much like he did in his last outing. Aaron Walton does stand in his way. There's 2 down. Now in the bottom of the fifth. After the double play ball. Working again from the windup is Sales. His pitch is taken just off the outside corner for ball one. Walton again will take a pitch. This time called a strike over the outside edge. Fastball at 91. The velo on the heater has ticked down a lot for Sales. The 1-1. Swung on and missed by Walton. This time the curveball low in the dirt. But he's still been able to locate that pitch. It's been effective, even though dropping over 3 miles an hour. The 1-2 spiked in front of home plate. Easy take for Walton. 2s all across the board. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 down. Lynchburg leads by 2, 3-1. Walton 0-for-2 today. The Sales wind and the pitch. Swung on and missed by Walton. Fastball located perfectly on the outside corner. Couldn't be squared up by the second round draft pick of the Cleveland Guardians in the most recent 2025 MLB draft. Lynchburg leads it 3-1 as we head to the sixth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark,
for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area, providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, "Why the Sheetz not?" and stop by your local Sheetz today.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the 4 Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Five innings are in the books, which means it's time to look at our in-game recap. Now, back to the Bank of the James Stadium.
Three to one Lynchburg here in game 1 of 7 here on this home series, the last home series of the season for Lynchburg. Take a look at the in-game recap. Hillcats struck for 2 in the bottom of the first on a Anthony Martinez 2-run shot, his first pro home run as Perez. Well, Ben Dickerson out of the way with a curveball that loops over the heart of the plate. That was in response to a 1-run top of the first, thanks to a RBI from Randall Diaz that scored Kevin Bazell. Perez deals the 0-1. Just missed off the outside corner. That time a slider from the righty reliever. Lynchburg would follow it up in the bottom of the second on a head-scratcher of a play. Yikel Mahares, it would go down as a single and RBI for him, but there was a lot of confusion around that play as Dickerson fouls it off, sends it into the netting. Moving past that, Lynchburg would then lead it 3-1 after that play, and the scoreline hasn't budged since. Jacob Zivin really settled in, and so has R.J. Sales. It's been a pitching matchup since the first 3 innings between those two starters, and now Angel Perez, who's taken over for Zibin. The 1-2 swung on and missed by Dickerson, and Perez has struck out every batter he's faced but Ethan Petry, and he walked him on 4 pitches. So it's either been unhittable stuff from Perez, or he just hasn't gone to the hitter in the box, and that's been the story for Petry all day today. It'll bring Eli Willits up to the dish. Righty-lefty matchup with a switch hitting shortstop up. From the stretch, Perez hands at the belt, delivers. Willits swings at the first pitch just behind a 94-mile-an-hour heater, fouls it off the netting. We can quickly take a look at the numbers on Zibin now that his night has officially ended. He goes 4 1/3, 3 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts as ERA dips to 3.38. Perez hands belt die. Let's the 0-1 fly. Willits takes it outside for ball one. Lynchburg up 3-1. One down in the frame. The infield plays Willits straight up. Perez deals. Good slider. Back doors, Willits steals a strike over the outside edge. Quickly 1-2.
Boy, Logan Clark so good at framing that outside strike. He kind of brings his arm from around and back in rather than going out to grab it and bringing it back.
The pitch. Just a bit upstairs. Another challenge fastball high in the zone from Perez. This time Willits decides not to offer at it. He's flown out to left and then center field in both of his previous at-bats today. Those came against Jacob Zibin. The pitch, outside, full count on Willits. Willits, again, in a very small sample size, batting .375, no home runs, 3 RBIs. Talked about how Yanaker Caceres, when he got the call up to the single-A level, was 17. Willits is 17 years of age as well, and will be until December. Perez looked a quick pitch as the pitch clock was winding down on him He noticed last second and tried to quickly get into his motion, but he did not deliver the pitch in time, so it's ball four to Willis on a pitch clock violation. First time the first overall draft pick of 2025 will reach base today. It'll bring up Nick Peoples, who's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Perez fires. Strike one. Fastball over the outside corner. The Perez stretch, and he'll throw over to Willits. Good attempt. Martinez almost looked just as shocked by the throw over as Willits was. Wasn't the cleanest transfer over on the pickoff. Well, it's back with a dime. Righty-lefty matchup here against Peoples. Perez straightens up, hands belt tie. Lets it go. Willits takes off. Good pitch to throw on from Clark. It's up the line a bit, and Silva can't grab it. It'll go into center field, and Willits will now be 90 feet from scoring. It was a firm throw from Clark. Plenty of pace behind it, but it was up the line towards the right side of the infield, and Silva just wasn't able to keep it in front.
I think that's a ball that Silva has to have. It might have been a little bit up the line at second base. However, he didn't even stop himself. He was trying to make a in-motion grab and tag, and it just went right through his glove, and that allowed Willits to go all the way down to third. At the very least, you have to knock it down and cover it.
The infield will now be forced to head into the grass with one down in the inning. 1-1 the count as that pitch missed that Willits would run down on. Peoples squares it up, line drive, face hit, right field. That'll score Willits. Peoples will look to go for two. Strong throw from Walton will make it interesting, but it's not a strong throw. And it's a sliding one RBI double for Nick Peoples to break up his 0-for-2 night with two strikeouts. Now, Fredericksburg trailed by just one.
Peoples was thinking two out the box, and Walton just was not ready. Nobody communicated that he was running towards second, and Walton came up and just spiked it into the grass because he tried to rush the throw, and now the Nationals one run behind Lynchburg here in the sixth inning.
Shane McCarthy, the pitching coach, will come out to speak with Angel Perez. Peoples, with good speed, is at second. Peoples fits what seems to be a theme of the type of players the Nationals organization targets. Guys like Elijah Green, Christian Vaquero, Nick Peoples, and James Wood. All big, hulking outfielders who are really athletic standouts. Elijah Green definitely leading the bunch in that category. And some of them have panned out. James Wood, obviously, comes to mind in that department. Others have struggled, like Elijah Green, who's back in Fredericksburg after he started in Wilmington and had a very tough time of it. The highs are always going to be super high with those players. You saw it right there for Nick Peoples. Lines one up, hits it hard, and then is looking to go second out the box, and despite being 6'5", has the wheels to get there. Feliz, the first pitch to him, grounds him inside. Righty-righty matchup here to Perez. It's just a very different profile of prospect that they target compared to what Cleveland seems to prefer.
You mean a Tommy Hawk-esque player?
Yeah. Toolsy. Contact bat, the 1-0. Spiked by Perez, kept in front by Clark, who they missed outside. Glove first, usually switch hitters. Just interesting the differences organizations will take on what type of prospect catches their eye. The 2-0. Sent to center field. Not very deep. Moving in a couple steps is Walton, and there's two down.
It's interesting, though, that Cleveland has changed that strategy up as of this last year's draft. A lot of power bats, a lot of guys with great power tools. You think about a guy like Nolan Schubert, he is the exact opposite of the type of player that Cleveland has targeted, and yet they took him, Jace Lavallette, in the first couple of rounds. So we'll see if that was a one-off type thing to try and find a few more power bats or if that's going to be a dedication going forward.
Pitch misses low and inside. 1-0 here to the leadoff man, Brenner Cox. You have to supplement a couple power bats into your system, even if that's not the type of prospect that you like to target. The 1-0 in the dirt, 2-0. But for Washington, it's clear they value those very projectable athletic outliers and hope that they realize their ceiling rather than the low floor. The 2-0, bullseye right on the outside corner for a strike.
What do you think about James Wood?
Yeah.
It's worked out well for him. I mean, he's doing incredible stuff up in Washington right now.
Absolutely. There is that high ceiling that these players represent. And if you can even hit on a couple of them, as the 2-1 is flared to left field. Walton now takes over. The center fielder will grab it for the final out of the inning to finish that thought. If you just hit on even a couple of them, you can have franchise-altering players in your organization. Lynchburg leads it 3-2. One run does score on the Nick Peoples RBI double. The Cats will grab the bats and look to add on to their one-run lead as we head to the bottom of the sixth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, brought to you by Olmsted Creamery.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest, Virginia, and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit thompsonbrooksinsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
Your Lynchburg Hillcats are headed to the postseason September 11th and 12th at Bank of the James Stadium. They need all your support to bring a championship back to the Hill City. It's time to pack Bank of the James Stadium by purchasing your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
What a season! What a moment!
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Right-hander Tucker Bibbin will enter the game here for Fredericksburg. Bibbin stands in at 6'1", 210. Works fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. He was the 13th round selection out of Louisville in this past 2025 draft. This will be his first professional appearance. He'll face the middle of the order for Lynchburg, Martinez, Hill, and Marejo. Righty-lefty matchup. Martinez will take a first pitch for a strike. Fastball in at 92 off the outside corner. RJ Sales, 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. 1-1 as the slider misses outside. Martinez, 1-for-2 today with a home run. The pitch, swung on, vaulted left side, heading foul. Jorge Lizmoda will watch it all the way to the track, into the tarp, and I think that might have hit off his foot. If not, it came awfully close, bounced right by his spike.
Yeah, if he would have actually made an effort on the baseball, he probably would have made the grab. He just took his eye off of it, thinking the tarp was closing in, and it dropped harmlessly right next to him.
I'm surprised he was just able to cover that much ground so quickly. They play Martinez to pull the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Slow curveball at 77. Tantalizingly drifting in the zone. Martinez way out in front. There's one down as Bibbin wastes no time finding his first pro strikeout.
So this is what we're going to see from Lynchburg probably the rest of the way. A lot more strikeouts. That's strikeout number 9 of the day for the lineup. But the trade-off is, you're going to score more runs. You're going to have a little bit more pop, hit more extra bases.
Luke Kill swings at the first pitch, fouls it off his back foot. 0-1 on the third baseman today. Bibbin went 5-0 with 4 saves across 23 appearances with the Cardinals this year. He had a 3.71 ERA out of the bullpen through over 40 innings pitched. Bivens wind, and 0-1. Misses low and inside to Hill. Luke Hill's 0-2 today. The pitch, swung on, line right field, but caught by Peoples. He covers a lot of ground heading towards the corner. There's two down for Lynchburg for Luis Marejo, who's 1-2 today. Cats lead it 3-2. Fredericksburg scored in the top half of the inning to bring things to just one between the two clubs. Fredericksburg in the thick of a very fierce playoff chase. Righty matchup, or righty-righty matchup, I should say. First pitch called a strike below the hands of Marejo. They are a half game out in front of Carolina. Coming into today, Marejo, check swing, he did not go, and it misses low. 1-1 with one down, Lynchburg up by 1-3-2. Fayetteville very much in it as well. They're two games out of first place. The pitch, swung on, tapped off the back foot of Marejo. Quickly 1-2. Bivin has been working quickly here in this inning. Been filling up the strike zone. Six of his nine pitches have been strikes. The 1-2. Slow dribbler up the third baseline. It's off the front foot of Marejo. So it's a foul ball. The interesting part of the playoff picture in the North, Fredericksburg, Carolina, and Fayetteville are going to be all around each other throughout the rest of the season. The 1-2. Just got a piece of it, or did he? Instead, it's in and out of the glove of the catcher. Bazell, a drop third strike, and Bivin strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 inning, his first as a professional. Lynchburg leads it 3-2 as we head to the seventh. Jason Prill head back on the call, lead things the rest of the way through, as Lynchburg looks to win game one of seven here this week.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Three to two, Lynchburg holding on to the lead as the Cats will bring in Julio Zapata, 3-1, a 3.97 ERA. Across 16 outings, he's thrown just under 23 innings of work, 21 strikeouts to 8 walks. As he will face the heart of the order, Bazell, Moda, and Petri here in the seventh inning. Jason Prill with Connor Young by my side as we head to the later innings. Let's close the book on Angel Perez, 1 2/3. One hit, one run. It was earned. Two walks, three strikeouts. Six strikeouts of Fred Knapp's hitters today. As the first pitch from Zapata breaks a little bit inside for ball one. Zapata, 6-1, 184 from the Dominican Republic. The 1-0 sails high. Two balls, no strikes. Lynchburg trying to take game number one. Still a lot of baseball left. 2-0 upstairs, three balls, no strikes. And Zapata struggling to find the zone. Lynchburg scored in the first two innings, but they've been held quiet ever since. And some might argue that they should have been held quieter in the second inning. that get me over fastball at 90 miles an hour in there. 3-1. Bazell, two hits on the day. Takes a pitch outside and draws ball four. That's Jorge Luis Moda. Steps in, 1-for-3 on the day. Moda struck out in his last plate appearance, but that came against Angel Perez. That's now the sixth walk issued by Lynchburg pitching today. Six walks, six Ks. Line drive foul as Moda was out in front. Effectively wild is how you could call it, though Lynchburg has not necessarily been around the zone very often. This was a team that pitched so well for the first 3 or 4 months of the season, but August has been a different story. The 0-1 to Moda is down and away, 1-1. And now you add in the injury to Braylon Doty, who leaves the rotation. And this team is grasping at pitchers, not grasping at straws. The 1-1 tipped into the glove, 1-2. And when you get to the postseason, which Lynchburg will be in about 2 weeks, the adage is you can never have enough pitching.
Yeah.
It seems to always come down to the bullpen. And right now, Lynchburg's bullpen has struggled over the last few months. Here's the 1-2. Foul back to the screen, and Moda stays alive. They did have a team ERA below 4 for the longest time, and now they're back above 4.
Complete inverse to what we've seen from this team for the majority of the season. It feels like now the lineup's crowded. There's a lot of bats vying for playing time, and the pitching's dropped off.
The 1-2. Got it. Big swing and a miss from Jorge Luis Moda. We'll bring up Ethan Petrie, who has yet to take the bat off his shoulder in 3 plate appearances. At some point, you have to imagine that the bullpen's going to shrink going into the postseason. They're going to pick their 3 or 4 best arms and use them almost exclusively. First pitch is jammed towards center field past the outstretched glove of Mahares. And a single for Petrie as he finally gets to put the ball in play. His first hit of the night puts 2 aboard with 1 away here in the 7th in a 3-2 ball game for Randall Diaz.
That very well could have been the first hittable pitch Ethan Petrie saw today. And he deposited it into center field through the middle of the infield for a base hit. Lynchburg just didn't throw to him.
You have to imagine he was probably getting a little bit antsy. That wasn't even necessarily a strike. Based upon the strike zone that's been established, it did touch the corner, but it was borderline as Randall Diaz glides in. Righty-righty matchup. 1 down, top of the 7th. Lynchburg clinging a 1-run lead. First pitch sailed into right field. Marejo will settle underneath it. He's been tested a lot. Makes the chest-high grab. The throw comes into second. Now there's runners at the corners. 2 down, but the tying run 90 feet away. As Luke Dickerson snaps in.
The walks have really killed the bullpen today. Perez walked Willits. He came around to score in the 6th. And now, thanks to the leadoff walk here in the 7th, there's a runner 90 feet away that would tie the game up here against Zapata.
Base paths have been crowded really the whole ball game. Lynchburg with 2 clean innings. Both came from the arm of Zibin. Dickerson takes a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. That pitch has been consistently called in favor of the Hillcats, and I would argue because Logan Clark has done such a great job of framing that edge. The 0-1. Line drive up the middle, right into the waiting arms of Mahares. And Once again, the Nationals leave a runner stranded at third. Lynchburg gets out of it. They keep flirting with fire. Seventh inning stretch. Lynchburg 3, Fredericksburg 2. On the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamer.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit CommonwealthGames.org.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Merritt Erastus Beaker, the left-hander, will be on the bump for the bottom of the seventh inning. He might be the Nationals' best bullpen arm. He's 3-2 with a 1.91 ERA. In 61 innings, 75 strikeouts, 28 walks, only 13 earned runs. He replaces Tucker Bibbitt, who in his professional debut worked one inning of work, no hits, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. Beaker, fastball, changeup, slider, 23 years old, out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He was taken in the 11th round last season. Out of East Carolina. His cousin, Clark, he played in the Twins organization from 2016 all the way until 2018. As Logan Clark takes down and in for ball one. Beaker, 6'2", 205. Bats right, throws left, but we won't see him with a bat in his hand today. He's on to keep this a one-run ball game. 3-2, Lynchburg in front. As Clark pops up the 1-0. Fading back is Petrie. He could not find the wall as he stepped down to the warning track and pulled back as it lands harmlessly. 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Lynchburg. 2-5-0 for the Nats. Clark 0-2 on the day. Once again, fouling it, this time above the screen for strike 2. Clark out of California, had his brother in town up until a couple days into the last homestand, or excuse me, the last road trip down in Hickory. The 1-2 from Beaker. And it's skied, first base side. The Fred Nats giving it a look, and it's out of play. Clark was able to watch his brother Cash take some infield with the Hillcats during, I think it was Sunday's pregame. And he told me, I hope he realizes just how lucky he is to have that opportunity. A 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, chopper, foul, third base side, and Clark stays alive. That's something that Cleveland does really well. They invite the families around and give those younger players an opportunity. 1-2 from Beaker. Once again, right toward Jordan Smith as he's tasked with making the play down the third baseline. Fun. So many people bring their siblings around. A 1-2 again. Just a bit outside. 2-2. A good at-bat to open up the inning from Logan Clark. Jordan Smith brings his son to help out with some of the festivities. The 2-2. Lined out of play and another foul ball by Logan Clark. He has fouled off 6 pitches in this at-bat alone. This will be pitch number 9 coming up from Beaker, and this is exactly what you want from a guy leading off the inning. Put up a good long AB. He finally is put away as Beaker scaled the ladder. And the first strikeout for Beaker will bring up Anthony Silva, who reached on an infield single his last time up. Beaker, he actually ended his collegiate career at Ball State after starting it at East Carolina. As Silva lofts it foul and out of play for strike one. He started for the Cardinals. One MAC pitcher of the year. 81 innings of work and 128 strikeouts to just 32 walks. The 0-1 up high. One ball, one strike. And Fredericksburg, who value command maybe more than any other organization in the game right now. The 1-0. Line foul out of play for strike two. This is an organization that a spring training or two ago had signs all throughout their spring bullpens that said, doesn't matter how hard you throw ball four. Two strike offering is lofted out of play. And we've seen that tonight. 11 strikeouts to only one walk by Nationals pitching, but Lynchburg still has the 3-2 lead. They have been filling up the zone. Beaker, the left-hander, deals. Breaking ball called strike three in the outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts brings up Yankel Mahares. So we finally did come to an understanding of what happened in the second inning when Mahares beat it out for an infield single. The umpires ruled it was an infield single. And because Luis Marejo never stopped running despite the balk call, Lynchburg was able to take the result of the play. First pitch missed out wide for ball one. They do have that option if the man at the plate gets aboard and nobody else on the base pass is retired to take the outcome of the play. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike.
I do think the balk being called led to confusion on Fredericksburg's part on how the play would unfold, because they were very lackadaisical in fielding the ground ball.
The 1-1. Found back. Mahares pulling out his back foot but just catching a piece for strike two.
Almost assuming like the play would be called dead, and then even after they threw to first and Mahares was ruled safe, there was really no effort to throw back home either. You'd assume they thought this is going to be a moot point and Mahares will head back to the batter's box, but no.
You got to give credit to the Hillcats coaching staff.
Yeah, and having Luis Marejo, like you said.
Having the wherewithal to teach the guys what to do. That's upstairs, two balls, two strikes, because that's a very unconventional play. A lot of teams probably aren't readily aware that you can keep running on a play like that. The 2-2 called strike three. Perfectly placed at the knees. Mahares couldn't pull the trigger, and despite the 9-pitch at-bat to Logan Clark, he strikes out the side in order. We've played 7. 3-2, Lynchburg still leads. Eli Willits, the number one overall pick, will lead things off when we come back.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Nothing says local quite like Homestead Creamery, producing A2 milk, super premium ice cream, lemonades, and limeades all right here in Southwest Virginia. Homestead Creamery is your go-to brand for quality and freshness. If you're at the ballpark, stop by the Homestead Creamery stand for a cup or cone of delicious soft serve or a refreshing raspberry lemonade. Visit homesteadcreameryinc.com for more information and retail locations. Homestead Creamery, a proud sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Three to two, Lynchburg in front as we head to the top of the eighth inning. Eli Willits will step in to face Julio Zapata. Willits, that's from the left-hand side, the switch hitting shortstop, taking number one overall. Zapata into his motion, fires it downstairs for ball one. Willits riding a four-game hit streak. He has yet to acquire one today. The 1-0. Fouled back to the screen, 1-1. He's Washington's top-ranked prospect per MLB Pipeline, number 18 overall across professional baseball. Signed for $8.2 million out of Fort Cobb Brockton High School. The 1-1. Fouled away for strike two. The first ever 17-year-old to play for the Frednaps. Lynchburg with their own 17-year-old making an appearance this year. The 1-2. Down and away, two balls, two strikes. Unaker Casetas, who's now 18, but began his Hillcat career at 17 years old. Here's the 2-2 from Zapata. Fouled back to the screen, and Willits stays alive. Willits out of Lawton, Oklahoma. He was born December 9th, 2007. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball sharply hit toward third. Diving attempt by Hill. He knocked it down, but it finds left field. Willits with a big turn around first. He'll slam on the brakes as Casadas got to it quickly. And that will extend the hit streak up to five for Eli Willits to start his professional career.
It's a really mature at-bat and swing for a 17-year-old. Down in the count, he's had trouble today with keeping up with the fastball, it seems. He gets a fastball in the outside corner. It would have been called a strike. Defends it well and slaps it the other way with enough behind it to pick up a base hit through the left side of the infield.
He takes his lead off of first as Nick Peoples watches a called strike. Fredericksburg has embraced running in this series, even over the last few weeks. A couple of stolen bases already today. See if Willits takes off. Zapata holding him close. He did steal second back in the sixth inning. Fredericksburg went 22 for 23 in their two-week homestand that wrapped up on Sunday. The 0-1. Willits dancing. He holds. Peoples swings through it for strike two. Looked like Willits wanted to run, but he might have jumped a second too early and decided to hold up.
Yeah, he wants to jump over there at first. Logan Clark's a really tough guy to run on, but Fredericksburg's had good success against him, mainly just because they've been getting some big early jumps on these Hillcat pitchers.
Here's the 0-2. Runner holds, and Peoples watches strike three. Third strikeout of Peoples, second of the day for Zapata. And Angel Feliz digs in with one down in the eighth inning, the number nine hole hitter. And now a double play could end the frame. You'd have to imagine that Willits needs to get into scoring position. Fredericksburg has struggled to capitalize in those instances. As a throw over, keeps Willits honest as he's in with a touch of the bag.
They've stranded the man in scoring position in almost every inning so far today. There's only been two frames where they haven't ended an inning with a runner in scoring position.
Well, it's fakes, and the pitch is inside for ball 1-2 Feliz. Part of what Willits is trying to do right now, not only is he trying to time up Zapata, but he's also trying to get into his head. There's a little bit of a cat and mouse game going on. The 1-0. Once again, a fake. This one chopped towards second. Mahrez will range over. His only play is at first, so Feliz does get Willits in a scoring position for Brenner Cox. And now there's two down. Still a one-run game, and Jordan Smith will turn to his bullpen one final time. Top of the order, due up when we come back here in the top of the eighth inning. 3-2, Lynchburg in front. We'll be back to meet the new arm after this.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year, Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free. Wednesday is Winning Wednesday, where purchasing one ticket gets you into every Wednesday game the rest of the year. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Cam Schalke, the new arm for Lynchburg, with two down in the eighth inning and clinging to a one-run game. He's 3-1 with a 5.51 ERA in just over 16 innings, 19 strikeouts, 8 walks, 19 hits, allowing 10 earned runs. Julio Zapata has been pulled as the top of the order coming up in Brenner Cox. Schalke, three different arm slots. Over-the-top sidearm and submarine. He can mix and match his pitches through either arm slot. He's 23 years old out of Mississippi State, drafted in the 19th round last season. Tying run in scoring position is Eli Willits. Brenner Cox, 0-for-2 on the day, but he's walked twice. He takes a called strike right at the knees, 69 miles per hour for strike one. Not much velo in the arm of Schalke. The 0-1. 0-2, and Cox didn't look comfortable with either of those first two pitches as Schalke changed arm slots.
He looked shocked.
The two-strike offering. Willits trying to get in the head. Back to the submarine. Oh, Cox goes down looking. He can do nothing but smirk as Schalke stuns him with the submarine. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning, 3-2, Lynchburg clinging to the lead. We come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Sheetz is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. This season, Sheetz is giving away coupons at the ballpark for every Hillcats home run. Sheetz has 8 locations in the Lynchburg area providing gas, food, and more. On your way home from the ballpark, stop by any of their 24-hour locations for your favorite snacks and made-to-order food. This summer, say, why the Sheetz not? And stop by your local Sheetz today.
The road to the show begins here. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Homestead Creamery is the proud broadcast sponsor of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. Learn more about their selection of ice cream, milk, and lemonade at homesteadcreameryinc.com. Cassettis, Nelson, and Walton will try and add some insurance on for Schulke in the ninth inning. Lynchburg leading it 3-2 as Merrick Beaker tasked with keeping it a one-run game. Cassettis leading things off 0-for-1 on the day. He walked and scored in the first, was hit by a pitch in the fifth before being retired on a double play ball. He bats from the left-hand side, the left-handed hitting outfielder. One of only three true left-handers in this lineup. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. Two of the three are due up in this inning. And if one guy gets aboard, the third will step in as well. So favor sides with Beaker. Paints the corner. 0-2.
Caceres has had pretty drastic splits compared to righty and lefty pitching. Much prefers facing right-handers. The lefty-lefty matchup has not gone his way.
Here's the 0-2. Down and away as Caceres thought about offering at the breaking ball. 1-2. Beaker pauses, deals. Slow chopper over towards second. Charged by Feliz, who will flip on to first. And there's one now. Riley Nelson, 1-for-3, stepping in. Nelson singled in the third inning. Vanderbilt product. His walk-up song, the main theme from the F1 movie. Connor, did you go see that?
I did not.
It was fantastic. One of the best movies I've seen in theaters in a long time as he's plunked on the spine. Nelson will reach first with one down in the bottom of the eighth inning. Lynchburg leading it 3-2 as Aaron Walton, 0-for-3 on the day, but now an opportunity against a left-hander. He'll step in. Walton struggled against righties, though, as he pops it up on the infield. Three Fred Nats converging, and nobody grabs it! It drops on the infield. They'll get Nelson at second, as it landed in between Mota and Bazell, so they'll trade Nelson for Walton at first. Almost a disastrous play for the Frednats. A unique 2-4 fielder's choice.
Can't say I've ever written that one down.
Don't think I ever will again. Here's Anthony Martinez, whose two-run home run proves large at this point in the game, as he spits on one out wide for ball one. Boy, he's so twitchy at the plate. And the bat and the hands move so quick through the zone. Really impressed with the swing from Martinez. Walton holds, and he pops it up, trying to flail a curveball as it will land harmlessly up against the netting. And the poor dog getting an up-close and personal look at Kevin Bazell. Dog was barking at me earlier, but of course doesn't bark at the grown adult that's charging right at him. One and one on Martinez. Runner breaks, breaking ball in the zone, the throw down offline, and in there with a stolen base is Aaron Walton. So Lynchburg has the insurance run in scoring position with two down. First stolen base for Lynchburg today.
That would be a huge fourth run, should they be able to find it.
Hard the order due up in the ninth. Bazell, Mota, and Petrie. The 1-2 is chopped towards second. Played well by Feliz. Spins, flips to first. And we head to the ninth. Lynchburg leading it by 1-3-2 on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, presented by Homestead Creamery.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Number One is proud to sponsor each Hillcats strikeout as part of the Strikeout Hunger Campaign. For each Hillcats home strikeout, Number One will make a donation to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Number One Federal Credit Union is your home for checking and savings. Open an account with Number One today by visiting MemberOneFCA.com or by visiting one of the three Lynchburg area branches. That's MemberOneFCA.com, insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Three to two, Lynchburg holding that one-run lead. We had at the top of the ninth inning, Cam Schalke still on the bump. He will face 2-3-4 in the Fredericksburg lineup. Bazell, Moda, and Petrie. Schalke came on to face one batter in the eighth inning. That was Brenner Cox. He went down looking on three pitches as he was fooled by the different arm slots. Kevin Bazell, 2-for-3 on the day, including a run scored back in the first inning. Schalke looking for his first save of the season. He was 2-for-2 with the Cats last year. As he fires a first pitch strike at 87, 0-1.
It seemed like last season that Brenner Cox at bat was almost the normal, or the usual, I should say, for Schalke.
Off the end of the bat, up the first baseline, strike two.
After returning from injury this year, he struggled a lot more, and through speaking with him on the pregame show throughout the season, he just came back to the same thing, hitting his spots. And lately, he's been doing a lot better job of doing so.
In tight, almost hit him. One ball, two strikes to Kevin Bazell.
We've talked about it before with Schalke. When you're throwing at the velocity he is, which is always sub-90, just makes it that much more important to live on the corners.
Flare shot towards center field. Mahrez behind the second base back. Makes the grab, and there's one down here in the ninth. Jorge Luis Moda, 1-for-4. The Nationals won the first four games against Fayetteville and then dropped the last two over the weekend. Trying to avoid dropping a third straight. Moda has it grounded sharply toward first. Martinez will take it himself. And there's two quick outs here in the ninth inning for Ethan Petrie. The last chance for the Freddies.
Lynchburg has had the safety gloves on all night when facing Petrie, especially in a one-run game. And Cam Schalke on the mound. You're going to need to continue to nibble.
Right-hander into his motion. Has it fouled up into the skyboxes for strike one. Petrie picked up a hit in his last plate appearance. The first time he's been able to put the ball in play. The eighth best prospect in the Washington organization. Swing and a miss down in the count. 0-2. He swung out of his shoes at a breaking ball upstairs. And now the Nationals down to their final strike. 3-2. Lynchburg leading it. With two down in the ninth inning, Schalke looks in, sets out the belt, he fires. Grounded over his head towards second. Mahrez behind the bag will take the play at first, and the ball game is over. Lynchburg wins it 3-2. Tonight's final score is brought to you by Qdoba. Stop in at the brand new Qdoba location at 4012 Wards Road in Lynchburg, Virginia. Tonight's final score, Lynchburg 3, Fredericksburg 2. We'll be back to recap it all after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network presented by Homestead Creamer.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further.
State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
Winning Wednesday is back at Bank of the James Stadium. Purchase your Lynchburg Hillcats ticket to this Wednesday's game and get the next Wednesday ticket for free each time you show up. Buy one Wednesday, get every Wednesday free. Tickets are available at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Thompson Brooks Insurance is a proud insurance partner of the Lynchburg Hillcats. Located in Forest Virginia and serving all of Central Virginia, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help with your insurance needs. From health and life insurance to Medicare Advantage and supplement plans and retirement and group benefits, Thompson Brooks Insurance is here to help. To learn more, visit ThompsonBrooksInsurance.com. Thompson Brooks Insurance, planning today for tomorrow.
The final out has been recorded and it's time for us to recap the ball game. Coming up on the Hillcats postgame show, we'll scan the scores from across the league and give you an update on the Carolina League standings, along with previewing the next game. But first, to cover the box score and name tonight's Hillcat hero, here's Jason Prill.
Three to two, the final score. Lynchburg pulls off the win over Fredericksburg as a big win for the Caps. And what could be a preview of what's to come over the next few weeks in the playoff chase. Time now to name our Hillcat hero of the game. And it's tough to pick a hero tonight. There was nobody with really a standout effort. However, the two-run home run from Anthony Martinez in the first inning gave Lynchburg the lead despite trailing after the top of the first inning. And it seemed like from there, Connor, that the momentum shifted back into the Caps' favor.
Yeah, they wouldn't surrender the lead after that. And the long ball really can't do wonders for you as a club. Lynchburg hasn't been able to rely on that too much this year. But it sure does help when you can put two runs on the board with just one swing. That's really what Lynchburg's been missing a lot during their colder stretch offensively over the last couple of months. And to get the long ball on their side. And then you got to give credit to Zimmen in the bullpen as well, as they were able to hold that two-run lead throughout the remainder of the game. But no doubt about it, without Martinez and his efforts in that two-run home run, Lynchburg would have had a much tougher road climbing back in the later innings.
Well, it looks like we were in for a barn burner after the first inning as we recap tonight's ball game. Fredericksburg put a run on the board in the first inning after they loaded up the bases. Randall Diaz grounded into a fielder's choice, which put them up 1-0. However, in the bottom of the first inning, Anthony Martinez deposited a two-run home run, the first of his professional career, to put Lynchburg in front 2-1. Then in the second inning, chaos unfolded as Luis Morejo scored from second after what was ruled an infield single for Yankel Mejarez, despite it looking like he was going to be out at first base. But a lackadaisical effort by Fredericksburg after a balk was called before the pitch, and they thought dead ball and the play would just restart. However, Lynchburg had the option to take the result of the play, which benefited them, pushing them in front 3-1. In the sixth inning, the Nationals would get on the board again as Nick Peoples would drive home Eli Willits with an RBI double in the right center field gap. But that would be as close as they would get. Cam Schalke came on for the final inning in a third, picking up his first save of the season. Final lines, Lynchburg 3, Fredericksburg 2, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for the Caps. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Freddies. Angel Perez picks up his first win. Sales drops to 1-3, and Schalke, as we mentioned, earned his first save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 20 minutes. 1,240 on hand to witness it on this beautiful Tuesday evening. And Connor, this is a big win for a team that we could see again in a few weeks in the Carolina League playoffs.
Yeah, it sort of feels like this game might be a bit of a dress rehearsal for Lynchburg. If nothing else, even if it's not Fredericksburg they're facing in the playoffs, it's going to be a team playing at the same level as Fredericksburg is right now, a Fredericksburg-caliber team. Whether that is the Freddies, whether that's the Mudcats, whether that is even Fayetteville, it's good to see Lynchburg can still hang with the big boys as they are right now. And to start the series off with a win, it's exactly what you need for Lynchburg as you are just looking to build momentum ahead of your playoff push.
Lynchburg wins it tonight, 3-2 over Fredericksburg. One final time for me before Connor Young will take you the rest of the way when we come back. 3-2, the Cats over the Nats. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg wins by a final of 3-2 here in game one of seven between the Cats and the Nats this week. As we take a look around the rest of the Carolina League, Delmarva up 4-3 over Carolina in the top of the ninth inning. That's a game Fred Knapp fans will keep a close eye on as they currently lead Carolina by just a half game. With a Mudcats come from behind win, that would mean that they would pull out in front of the Fred Knapps in the Carolina League North standings. But as of now, Delmarva in the driver's seat. Salem down 6-4 to Kannapolis in the bottom of the eighth. Augusta trailing 6-3 in the top of the seventh to Charleston. Into the sixth inning, Columbia's up 10-2 over Hickory, winning big. Fayetteville 1-0 win over Myrtle Beach. With that, we'll take a look at the standings as of now, with just two games around the Carolina League going final. Us here in Lynchburg, and then Myrtle Beach and Fayetteville. Carolina and Fredericksburg are now tied, but as I said, Carolina right now is losing in the top of the ninth with two down in the inning. So that game very well could go to Delmarva, which would drop Carolina back to a half game out of first. They're at 28-23, so is Fredericksburg. Fayetteville with the win, 29-26, a game out of first. That will hold true. They will be a game out of first place by the end of the night. Salem at 25-29. Lynchburg at 23-29, 5.5 games out of first. Delmarva at 17-36. In the south, Myrtle Beach at 38-16, 8 games ahead of Hickory at 30-24. Augusta at 28-24. Charleston at 27-25. Kannapolis at 23-31. Columbia at 21-31. Tomorrow, we'll have a doubleheader starting at 5 p.m. Eastern. Game 2 will start 30 minutes after the conclusion of our first game. In our first matchup, we don't know who's going to be pitching for either team. Both are listed as to be determined. In Game 2, we do know the pitching matchup. It'll be Brian Romero for the Nats, 2-4, 4.76 ERA. And then Will McCausland for Lynchburg, 0-1, 6.75 ERA. McCausland will be making his third appearance as a Hillcat tomorrow. So that'll be our scheduled doubleheader due to the rainout Lynchburg and Fredericksburg have on the road for Lynchburg at Fredericksburg in what was supposed to be a three-game series out of the All-Star break, but they only played two. But Lynchburg, for one final time here in game win, wins by a final of 3-2. So for Jason Pearl, this is Connor Young saying so long from the Hill City.
Thank you for tuning in to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Make sure to stay up to date on all the Hillcats news and notes by following the team on social media at LYN Hillcats. Fans can purchase tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
be sure to tune into our next game on the Hillcats Radio Network through our video feed on MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and Bally Live, or on our free audio stream at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland Guardians and General Manager Matt Ramstedt. For Connor Young and Jason Prill, I'm Staff Announcer Mitch Balla saying good night from Bank of the James Stadium. This broadcast has been a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.